Homeschooling? Don't panic. You've been doing this for years. I have always told my children that education gives them options in life that they would otherwise not have. Many are confronted with the responsibility of homeschooling their children for the first time due to the schools closing their doors to prevent the spread of coronavirus 19. Many public and private school teachers are providing parents with the assignments and tools needed to ensure their children are learning at home what they would be learning at school for the remainder of the school year. Some parents, however, do not have access to such support. In either case, some parents are feeling quite intimidated by the prospect of educating their children. What they often do not stop to realize is that they've been educating their children from the moment they were born. It was you who taught your children to trust that when they cried, their needs would be met. It was you who taught them to express themselves through speech, sign language, or gestures. It was you who potty trained them, taught them to take a bath, taught them to put away their toys at the end of the day. And it was you who taught them to say and write their ABCs and their numbers. You say, that was different. Those lessons are easy and part of everyday life as a parent. But homeschooling academics does not have to be much different. As a behavior analyst and a homeschool mom, I wanted to first assuage your fears. You can do this. First, don't set yourself up for failure by setting lofty expectations for your Monday through Friday school days with the kids. Keeping to a set schedule is difficult because frequent interruptions are just part of daily home life. Look at this time as an opportunity to enjoy being with your children and learning about their interests. You don't have to devote an 8-hour day to a rigid school schedule. You can plan to cover the basics in a few hours per day. And I highly advise taking advantage of your children's interests to teach the basics. For example, if you have a son who loves baseball, you can use baseball cards, homemade or otherwise, as manipulatives to work on addition and subtraction. If your daughter loves Disney princesses, you can get some Disney books to use for reading lessons. If they are too complex for your daughter's reading level, make up the stories and use this time to print Disney Princess coloring sheets and make those into a fun story that your daughter can read. You can do the same thing for children who love superheroes or dinosaurs, dogs, cats, turtles, and so forth. There are many alphabet, math, and spelling worksheets, as well as other subjects, that you can obtain on the web free of charge. Scoping out the free resources will free you from time-consuming lesson planning. When working with some of my young clients who do not like practicing their spelling words, I have them write their words only 2 times each, and then after 4 days of practice, I have them use a chalkboard to teach me. They love playing teacher, and we all know that the best way to learn is to teach others. Also, don't get locked into thinking your child has to handwrite their assignments. They can be completed on the computer and printed out. Get creative. You don't have to have a sit-at-the-desk-and-complete worksheets kind of homeschool day. Take advantage of making cookies, cakes, and so forth to teach measurement and fractions using recipes and designated spoons and cups for measuring. This activity not only teaches valuable skills like following instructions and measurement, it also provides built-in reinforcement. Whatever they make, they can eat. The children don't even realize they're learning. If your child uses gestures more than words to express wants and desires, and you'd like to encourage verbal behavior, you can use a shaping technique that takes advantage of what they want most in the moment. If your child often pulls you to the fridge and points or makes noises indicating that he or she wants juice, you can encourage your child to say juice by getting out the juice box and holding it just out of reach. Then you say, "Say juice." If the child even makes the mouth movement without sounds, present the juice. Next time, wait to give the juice until your child makes the J sound. Then the next time, the JU sound, and so forth. Each time he or she wants juice, he has to get a little closer to the actual word juice. You can do the same thing with favorite toys. Place them on shelves that cannot be reached and shape the name of the toy in the same way you would do juice. This shaping technique works for a wide variety of words. For science, you can step outside and study ecosystems. It is so much fun to try to identify a type of bug or insect and then go back inside and look up the critter on the internet. Children learn so much this way, and you can have your children make a poster of the critter and present on the topic. The kids will love being the center of attention. Social studies is fascinating. Have the children choose a key figure in history to look up, and then have a round table discussion of the difference that person made in history. These ideas work well with children from kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade. In a moment, we'll talk about middle school and high school children. There are so many free resources for parents on the web. The following is just a sampling of sites that you may find helpful for K through 6. I have not vetted these, so do check them out thoroughly before you use them. ABC Ya, Education.com Learning Library, HealthWorldEducation.org, Khan Academy, BrainPop, Scholastic Learn at Home, PBS Kids. To access my transcript of this podcast with all of the clickable links, please go to my website at understandingyourchildsbehavior.com/podcast-transcripts. As you can see, there's a treasure trove of free options on the web that you can enjoy taking advantage of. The kids will love them. But what about older children? As children get into the higher grades, parents usually have a little more dread regarding helping their children with homework, or as now, homeschooling. I totally understand. I homeschooled my youngest child for kindergarten and from 2nd through 12th grade. It is a little intimidating when one considers biology, physical science, algebra and geometry, and physics and chemistry. But take heart, there is help. Check out the free resources: Curriculum Associates, Study Island, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, Mystery Science, free during the pandemic, National Geographic, No Red Ink, free for the rest of the academic year, Origo, math for all ages, Abeka Books for Bible study for all ages. This is not free, but will cost only about $10 for the curriculum of your child's school level. You can also ask older children to teach some of the courses. They have likely had some of the ones you will be covering, and they will love helping out their younger siblings. There are many, many free resources on the web, and I think you'll enjoy looking for them. My son loved homeschool, and I adored it. It was so wonderful to be able to spend as much time as we wanted on the topics he was fascinated by, and our time together was irreplaceable. I want to encourage parents to go with the flow. While classroom teachers don't often have the freedom to do this because they are working with so many students, you have a wonderful opportunity to be a little more relaxed and to bond while teaching. Be prepared to be flexible. My son loved to use humor in his lessons, and you wouldn't believe the unique and creative sentences he would come up with when studying vocabulary. I can definitely say that the humor made the lessons come alive, and he still remembers the college-level vocabulary to this day. Remember to access my transcript of this podcast with all of the clickable links. Just go to understandingyourchildsbehavior.com/podcast-transcripts. Have fun, trust yourself, and relax. Thank you for listening.